Hello, this is Lance Thurston, and we're about to do a neurolinguistic reframe on anger. Now, what I like to do in my particular style is based on a certain amount of metaphysical. If this bothers you, then eliminate the very first part. What I would like you to do is to sit comfortably in loose, comfortable clothes, kick your shoes off if necessary. Make sure there's no distractions going to occur. Relax and feel yourself in your body. Wiggle your toes. Wiggle your rear end a little bit. Wiggle your shoulders. Put your hands apart and palm up in your lap. Your feet flat on the floor. And just relax, and we'll begin a meditation. Feel yourself as yourself. And to yourself, say your name three times inside and establish ownership of yourself. And imagine that you're grounded with a grounding line from the first chakra, the silver dollar-sized ball of energy, in the lower part of the trunk of your body, first chakra to torso, the beginning of the bottom of the torso of the body, connecting all the way down to the core of the planet, grounded to the center of the earth. Sense that line as if you could see it. If you could see it, what color would it be? In your imagination, reach down and touch it. Is it hot or cold or neutral? Is it still or moving? If you gave it a squeeze, would it be hard or soft? If it had a sound, what would be the sound of your grounding cord? What would be the sound of your grounding cord? Would it be loud or quiet? Make sure it's firmly attached to the center of the planet and firmly attached to the first chakra, the torso, the beginning of the bottom of the torso of the body. And just imagine that line is there to ground all of everybody else's energies or programmings or mistakes out of your body. You were created perfect, and then the human race decided to improve you. And just allow yourself to be and allow the grounding cord to begin grounding out all of the static-like energies of other people's desires, wants, and wills out of your system, out of every cell of your body. You are a human being. Your body is made of the atoms and molecules of the planet Earth. Allow the Earth energy to flow through your body as if you had roots into the soil. Just imagine roots coming out of your feet into the soil, establishing your strength and your solidity like a massive oak tree with the beauty of a rose bush. And feel your whole body resonating to the earth as part of the earth, nourishing and sustaining and supporting you, balancing and protecting, cleansing and purifying you. You're also a spiritual being, connected to the spirit, to the light. And God said, "Let there be light." And the universe was created. Let the bright light of God's creativity flow through your body like a bright sun over your head. Let the light of God's creativity flow into your body, illuminating, blessing, healing, regenerating, rejuvenating, and recreating your body in your own true image. And just begin to fill yourself up with that creative energy which harmonizes with the earth energy until it fills you up. As if you were a pitcher of a golden, a beautiful creative fluid, until it even bubbles up and out of the top of your head as if you were a vase. Allow that beautiful energy to overflow into the room and to begin filling the entire room with the creative energy of the light. Even flowing up to the ceiling and you're inside a sea of creative energy. And with every breath, take a nice, big, deep breath. With every breath, you inhale the creative energy to the center of you. To turn on, to illuminate, light that spark of life within you, that God light within you. As you begin glowing inside with the light, and allow yourself to regenerate, to rejuvenate, to recreate yourself in your own true image. And allow a part of you to be in charge of that, to guide it, to direct it, to make it whatever you want, to make it a happy part within you that will guide it without your effort, so as to recreate, regenerate, rejuvenate yourself in your image, in your image. And I want you to imagine you're in the center of your head. And as the being in the center of your head, there's the analyzer part of you, the thinking, rational, sane mind, the student, the learner, the one who likes to know and to analyze and to learn. And then there's also the unconscious, as if it were a part of you with its own personality, its own life. And I would like you to ask your unconscious if it has any objections to working with anger today. Ask your unconscious if it has any objections to working with anger today. And maybe there are objections. And if there are objections, would you ask the part that objects if it will play bodyguard, if it will protect you, if it will guard and guide and help you and make sure that everything that is done with its permission, with its help, so that it's done right by your standards, by your standards. this almost always gets the permission of that objection part. Ask it for its help to guide, to help, to protect you. And tell it thank you. Now, ask your unconscious mind to go deep, deep down inside, all the way back before even the age of 3, to the earliest time in your life when you first learned anger as a child. Not the event, the time you first learned anger as a child. And ask that part within you if it will be so kind as to create a symbol that represents anger. It can be any size, shape, or color, but not a person. A symbol that represents anger, any size, shape, or color, but not a person. And let that symbol appear in the palm of the right hand. Make sure the palm of your right hand is upturned and over, facing up. Let the symbol appear in the palm of your right hand. Any size, shape, or color, but not a person. What is the color of anger as a child? Is it bright or dark or something in between? What is the shape of anger? What is the shape of anger? Is it large, or medium, or small? This is your imagination, so it can be a mile across or it can be a micron. Is it large, medium, or small? Is it clear and distinct, or is it fuzzy and hazy, or something in between? Lift it up. Is it heavy, light? What is the weight of anger? Neutral? What is the weight of anger? Is it hot or cold or neutral? What is the temperature of anger? Is it still or moving? If you gave it a squeeze, would it be hard or soft? What is the texture of anger? Of the child anger. Be very, very curious what the unconscious has with all this. If anger had a sound, what would be the sound of anger? If anger had a sound, what would be the sound of anger? Is it loud or quiet or something in between? Sense, look, feel the anger, picture, image, concept, weight in the palm of your right hand. How does your body feel as you sense that? Does it get hot or cold or loose or tight anywhere or everywhere? Or not? Or not? I would like your unconscious mind to listen. Are there any words running through your head? Is it your voice or somebody else's voice or somebody else's words or your words? And I would like your unconscious mind to tell you, how old were you when you first learned anger? How old was this little child when this little child first learned anger? How old? Sometimes you get numbers, sometimes you get a picture of the child. You have to extrapolate the age. Well, that kid looks to be about. How old were you when you first learned anger? You didn't invent anger. Who did you first learn anger from? Who did you first learn anger from? A male? Or a female? A mother? Father? Who did you match energy with to save your little life? Who did you learn anger from? Why did you learn this anger? This particular special anger that you are running, why did you learn that anger and not another? What is anger doing for you? What is anger doing for you? It's always doing something for you, something appropriate for you. What would happen to this little child, you, if you did not have anger to protect yourself? What would have happened to you if you did not have anger to protect yourself? What would have happened if you had not had anger to protect yourself? Therefore, what is anger doing for you? What is anger doing for you? It is protecting you in some way. You may have found this out in this particular way now, but if not, then assume that it is. and I would like you to thank the anger program, which may have been total suppression, but it's the anger program. Thank it, because it obviously worked. If you're alive to hear this tape, it must have worked. We were talking about a successful program. And all of these programs basically are survival programs, nothing to do with happiness, survival. And it worked, you're alive. So thank it. It may have made you angry every day of your life, or it may have made you hold it under guard every day of your life, but it worked because you're alive. So thank it. And after you thanked it, I would like you to see yourself as the child. See that child there, you, who had to learn this anger to save their life. See that child. Now, if that child has had a warm, loving counselor who really was wise, who really had information, who absolutely loved this person, who totally accepted this child without any quibble, total love and total acceptance, this child could have made great and wonderful strides in using anger to make themselves happy. Well, there's only one person who's a real counselor for that, and that is you. That's right. I would like you, yourself, to step into the picture as if you are there and pick up that child and hug them. And open your heart with total love and total acceptance. And tell this child what this child needs to make them happy. Tell this child that you are proof that they are going to survive. That you're going to help them to love them. And just open your heart and take some of the creative energy you were running. Take some of that creative energy and form a shield around this child so this child can relax and be safe and protected. And pick the child up safe and protected. And nourish this child. Give this child whatever this child needs, whatever it is, to make that child feel safe and loved and accepted and protected with you. And as soon as the child is smiling and laughing and safe and protected in your arms, using the creative energy, create a little symbol of love that they can carry with them, like a blanket or a doll or a top or some sort of a thing where they can always hold on to, so they always have something with them of yours. Something they can rely on and trust and feel safe and secure. Now, over the years, since that child learned anger, a lot of things happened in your life that child could have used to evolve and grow anger up, but because the child knew the truth, the child was blocked from. All those events in your life that occurred that you may have forgotten, there were positive examples, positive resources that could have been used to create a new way of using anger to make yourself happy. They're in the unconscious. Maybe you've forgotten a lot of them. The child now has access to them. Ask your child if the child will go inside to that part of you, the unconscious part, to all of your memory banks and to find all of the resources that they would like to have so that they can grow up, come out the other side, an adult with the ability to use anger to make themselves happy. Give their toy a big hug and send them off into the unconscious in what is called no time. They can be in there for 1,000 years in 20 microseconds. Anyway, they'll have plenty of time, all the years necessary, to find all the resources they want and come back out in a minute or two. Send the child in. Leave the picture you had in the palm of your right hand there. And pull your attention back into the middle of your head. And sense the creative energy coming in, filling you up. Until it's overflowing, filling the room and being breathed into your center. Feel that. Filling the entire room. And divert a big chunk of the best quality into the palm of the left hand. Turn your left hand up and over. And into the palm of the left hand, put a big bunch of the creative healing force of the universe. The creativity of God's creativity. And into that, I would like you to remember a time when you felt creative. We are now extracting your conscious resources. Remember a time when you felt very creative. It can be any time in your life that you felt creative. It doesn't matter when. Any time that you felt creative. Any time that you felt creative. It's perfectly permissible to pause the tape during this if you take your time to do it. I want a time when you felt creative. When you have that, put your creativity, put that experience, that specific time when you felt creative, put that into the palm of the left hand with God's creativity. Mix them together. And then I want you to remember a time when you felt very, very intelligent, wise, smart, sagacious, all that. Maybe the top grade you ever received, or maybe just a time when you figured out the line of a joke, but a time when you felt smart. Specific. Until you get a specific time, we'll hit the pause button. In a specific time when you felt very wise and very intelligent, and put that feeling into the palm of the left hand, put that event in the left hand. Remember a time when you felt very intuitive or psychic or just had knowingness. A time when you felt just very intuitive. A specific time when you felt just very intuitive. And put that into the palm of the left hand. Stir it in. And remember a time when you were full of amusement, perhaps with your friends. An ideal example would be like a pajama party, where everybody was just having a grand time and sort of forgetting about themselves and smoozing with their friends and enjoying the world. A specific time when you are full of amusement. And put that into the left hand. Stir it in. And remember a time when you felt very, very happy, when your whole body was happy. Maybe a morning you just bounced up and the world was just perfect, the light was perfect, the air was perfect, and everything was just wonderful, and your whole body was glowing. There are many, many times in your life when your body was glowing at some time with happiness. Remember a specific time when you felt very, very happy. Just put that happy feeling into the palm of your left hand. Stir it in. Mix them together. And now ask that child that went inside into your unconscious resources to put all the resources they found in your unconscious mind into the palm of your left hand now. Filling the left hand up, 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 all the way up. And now let it begin to come down into a new symbol as everything negative or inappropriate drains out through your fingers. As it drains out, it leaves behind a new symbol. A new symbol of how you can use anger to make yourself happy. And don't try and control that. Just a new symbol of how you could use anger to make yourself happy. What is the color of the new symbol? Is it bright or dim? What is the shape of the new symbol? Be any shape, any size, but not a person, please. What is the shape of the new symbol? Is it clear or is it hazy? Is it bright? Medium, dim. If it doesn't feel quite bright enough, make it a little brighter. If it feels too bright, make it a little dimmer. Adjust. You can adjust any of these, but try the adjustment out. You may decide to go back to the original. That's fine, too. Lift it up. Is it heavy, light, neutral? What's the weight of it? What is the weight of it? Give it a squeeze. Is it hard or soft? What is the temperature? Is it hot or cold or neutral? Is it still or moving? If it had a sound, what would be the sound of how to use anger to make yourself happy? Loud or quiet or silent. How does your body feel as it looks at this? How does your body feel as it looks at this? You warm or cold? Loose or tight? Basically, do you like it? Does it feel good? Does it feel good to you? If not, make some alterations or corrections, amendments till you find it so that it does feel good. Bring in more love, maybe, or a little bit more of this, a little bit more respect, a little bit more happiness, whatever, until it feels just great. Ask your higher self for its approval. Ask your higher self for its approval. And then ask for the blessings of the God of your heart. Ask for the blessings of the God of your heart. To me, it's like little sparkles of gold and silver energy coming in and energizing. Ask for the blessings of the God of your heart. And bring in little gold and silver sparkles. The palms of your right and left hand begin to turn so the palms can face each other. And as the palms of your right and left hand face each other, the old programs, as if they could see each other, hunger to unite, knowing that when you get together, you will be taking responsibility for your anger. You will be freeing your parents or whoever you learned anger from. You will be doing it your way. Your conscious and your unconscious mind will be shaking hands to march hand in hand into the future with this bright golden way of using anger, this bright light way of using anger, this joyous way of using anger to make yourself happy, using it as a tool to make yourself happy. To allow your right and left arms and hands to float up into the air. Allow them to float up into the air. Float up into the air. And as the palms of right and left hand face each other, you find your hands being drawn together like magnets, closer and faster and closer and faster until your hands come together. Now, when they touch, the circuit is completed, the program is done. So when it's done, your hands fall down into your lap, relaxed and comfortable. With that total awareness, you have reprogrammed your unconscious mind, that child mind, to begin using anger in brand new ways for the rest of your life. You may never use it twice the exact same way, but at least it's going to be a grown-up way, whichever way you use it. And just feel the changing with inside your body, knowing that over the next days, hours, weeks, seconds, you will notice the difference. You will feel the difference. You will become aware of the difference, not only in yourself, but in other people around you, because the very anger programs in the around you will have shifted, and other people's responses to you about anger will shift. And be aware of that change. And know that within a few weeks, few months, whatever, you'll become aware of a total reframing, a total reprogramming of your unconscious mind into how to use anger to make yourself happy. And just feel yourself in the center of your head. Feel your body running that creative energy on automatic pilot, as it were. And just enjoy it. Just enjoy that creative energy running through your body, regenerating, rejuvenating, recreating you. And when it feels appropriate, you'll be alert and bright and feeling wonderful and just whatever is appropriate to the time, the season, the moment, you'll feel wonderful. Enjoy.